Welcome to the Frenemies Podcast, where four friends debate the latest issues in all sports and have a fun time doing it. High-heated arguments, crazy takes, and passionate opinions is what fills every pack-filled episode. Frenemies is available on all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Breaker, CastBox, and others. Welcome to episode 41 of the Frenemies Podcast. We have our finals matchup. I don't like either team. Celtics-Warriors, really disappointing for me, yeah.
Really?
I actually full-heartedly agree.
I completely disagree. No, I'm actually really excited for this.
Like, the Celtics, I guess I'm okay with, but they're all, I don't know, they all give me, like, prickish vibes. I love Deuce. Deuce Tatum, love that kid. Everyone else, eh. The Warriors, not a big fan of them either, just personal. But
no, there's
really
one,
disappointing
there's one
how
player in the Celtics. Al Horford.
I'm glad he finally made it.
Al's been there forever.
That's legit the only player I don't like. Celtics.
You don't like Al Horford?
He bothers me.
How does he bother you?
I don't know. It's
the
just
nice
about
12
no,
12
you're
veteran actually, leadership really just
you're probably right,
up.
But like there's something about him that bothers me. I can explain why. But I'm excited for this finals matchup.
So which series do we want to review first?
Go to the opposite.
Choice card, right?
Let's go Warriors Mavericks
yes,
first.
Correct.
It was the boring series. The Warriors went up 3-0, lost game 4, no one cared, won game 5, back to the finals, I believe. What is that? Is that 6 finals in the last 9 years? That's a phenomenal run for the
correct.
Warriors. Curry, Clay, and Draymond looking for championship number 4. Steve Kerr looking for championship number what? 11 now? 12 maybe?
As a player
and coach,
yeah.
Something
like that.
Jeez. The biggest thing for me from that series was, one, the Mavericks just signed Jalen Brunson earlier. Because they need a better second star than Jalen Brunson, and if they sign Jalen Brunson, they will not have the money. That was the biggest thing for me.
I mean, yeah, Mavericks role players had to play almost perfect that series, and they played below average. I mean, they just weren't hitting shots. Like, yeah. And like when Luka facilitates and gets you open looks, you have to hit them, and they just weren't hitting them.
When Luka has 45-8-8, you have
yeah.
to win the game.
I did say.
Especially at home.
I said Warriors in 5, Celtics in 6. I was so close. Like, I was rooting for the Celtics so bad just so I could get those two right. I thought Miami would win that game too.
They had the shot at the end. They were down by 9 with like a minute 30
player,
to go.
The player you want too.
Now this just might well, sound so okay. So
I think we're done with. Are we done with Mavericks?
I have one more question with that. Is who is a player they can
acquire
get that'll get them over the hump?
Is Bradley Beal going to be available? Maybe Donovan Mitchell.
I'm trying to think
best Beal superstars that are going to be available.
I think Donovan Mitchell would be the Heat.
That would take Hero and some first.
DeAndre Ayton?
His time might be done in Phoenix.
Does Ayton put him over the hump?
It helps.
I
think Kennard.
You think you add Ayton to that team and they beat the Warriors?
I think they push the Warriors. I mean, think about how the Warriors are constructed, though. Draymond can't guard Ayton. I think Draymond's a phenomenal defender, but like just like size-wise, I don't think Draymond guard Ayton. And Kevon Looney's not guarding shit.
Someone's got to take.
Is Ayton going for 40? Is Ayton going to go for 40?
No, but 2020 pushes that game to 7. Pushes that series to 7.
I don't know.
I would even like Zach LaVine with Luka.
Yeah.
Just give someone another ball handler that can actually score. It's another scorer.
I like LaVine. I'm with Hunter. I kind of like Ayton because I like if I'm coaching the Mavericks, I want the ball in Luka's hand. I don't want a second ball handler to go back and forth with Luka.
And they already have Dinwiddie.
They have Dinwiddie. I know they have Dinwiddie. They have Brunson. Get those two back, and then maybe sign a big and some, you know, maybe more veteran pieces.
Yeah.
I don't think you need someone to take the ball out of Luka's hand
Brunson,
necessarily.
It's bye bye to any other star.
And I don't think that's a bad thing necessarily.
I agree.
So you want to just run it back?
I mean, I don't honestly see the harm in running it back. The Warriors are getting
older.
They
may not make it out of the first.
No, hold on. I disagree.
They played a
because
god-awful
that's
jazz
no. That Mavericks
shot.
Team. That Mavericks team. That's not their peak. That's their like rising action. They can still peak if they need to.
The
Warriors are falling off. The Clippers.
Wrong.
Actually, I'm sorry. Not wrong. They're getting
the
older.
Young stars still coming up though.
And without Steph Curry, Clay, without Steph, Clay, and Draymond, that team's not going
to
win.
They still have 1 to 2 years. They still
right,
have
1 to 2 years.
Kuminga,
1 to 2 years. The Mavericks might have 6 to 7.
With that roster, hell no. God.
I disagree.
I don't know.
And then on top of that,
it's a star league, and they have one star.
The Warriors are slowing down after this season. The Suns will slow down. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are aging. The Lakers will never contend again for the next few years.
Jackson, this exact
tell me where I'm wrong.
Thinking is the reason we lost LeBron. The team's gonna get worse. We'll just give him all these. We'll give him Booby Gibson. We'll give him James. We'll give him Hicks. Yeah, JJ Hickson. We'll give him these nice little pieces. And then he left. And then Cleveland was god awful. That's what you're doing. No.
I disagree. It's just wrong. You were three wins away from going to the finals. I don't think you need to blow it up and add something entirely brand new.
I just don't see how. I'm
not saying blow it up. I'm just saying get a star.
I think the more important star would be a forward or a five. I don't think you need another guard or a handler. No.
That's fine.
The way they run their offense.
I don't disagree. I think you need a big or a forward.
The way they use their four or five is just as a shooter. DeAndre Ayton's not that at all. So I don't understand.
But they can completely change that. I mean, Maxi Kleber cannot be your starting four or five.
He wasn't their
starting. When Jason Kidd coached the Bucks, it was an entirely different offense.
Even more of a reason. Dwight Powell cannot be your starting four or five on a finals team.
Could not agree more.
No, I think he could.
If they call
100% he could.
Okay. What?
Especially fours and five nowadays, they're very easy to get.
Dwight Powell is basically a reincarnation of Tristan Thompson.
He's not a starter.
What?
That's wrong. But Dwight Powell's not a starter.
Legit the same player. Might not be as good
Dwight
as
Powell. That's not Dwight even. Dwight Powell is not a starter on a finals team. Dwight Powell is not a starter on a finals team.
Am I dumber? Dwight Powell can shoot a little bit.
He's like a more unathletic
player. Who are the starting centers in the finals right now? Name the two starting centers.
Kayvon Looney, Al Horford.
Yes. Who? You don't need a great center to make the
finals. Kayvon Looney. Who's better, Kayvon Looney or Dwight Powell? Say Kayvon Looney.
I don't know, but it's a lot closer than you think. Dwight Powell's not that good. Dwight Powell's not that good at all.
He's okay. LeBron James compared to Kevin
Looney.
Okay. They're like maybe 1A, 1B. Maybe like 15 and like 18, maybe.
No, absolutely not.
I'm sorry, but the idea of just running it back with Luka with not adding.
That's not what we're saying. We're saying it'd be better to add a big that doesn't take away from the ball handling of Luka. Get a star big instead of a star ball handler.
All the time.
Which, Chick, I don't disagree, but they have Dinwiddie and Brunson. They will also handle the ball, and they've played well together.
The last championship team that had one player with the ball in his hands.
But the Mavericks have three ball handlers, Carter. That's the issue I have here. I don't like the idea of adding another superstar that handles the ball.
You're going to get rid of Dinwiddie and or Brunson if you're getting another superstar. So that idea, what you just said, just wrong.
Get rid of Brunson. I guess. I mean,
you have to pay him money.
You're
going to
have to get rid of Brunson. You're going to have to sign.
So you're
going to
get rid of another ball handler.
Yes.
And sign eight.
You need a big. You need a big on that team. I'm sorry.
You don't. No, you don't.
So what do they need?
You don't need a big anymore. What did I just say? They need a secondary scorer.
Who's the? Dinwiddie. I think Dinwiddie can be that.
Oh, he showed flashes. Not on a championship winning team.
No, he showed flashes. No. Powell can't start on a championship winning team.
No.
Yes, Powell. Dinwiddie is more reasonable.
Dinwiddie is a six man. Very good six man. You just let him be a six man. Or Brunson. You choose one of those few to be a six man. You trade the other one, package something. You sign someone.
Who'd you get then?
Secondary scorer.
Caris LeVert.
No. No.
If you got the only big that helps you is like an Anthony Davis. If you throw DeAndre in the ball in the post, can he get his own bucket?
I mean, he has
but he'd break his ankle.
No. The answer is no. He cannot. And just no.
Like from the names I'm seeing here, Beal.
I love Beal on that.
Yeah, Beal or Levine. Yeah. I would add to that Mavs roster. I just don't think you don't need a big nowadays. You don't having the star five brings you nothing. The best starting five, the best two starting centers arguably was Jokic and Embiid. Both didn't make it to the conference final. You add LaVine, put him next to Luka, get two scores. You go get it, go at it again.
Yeah. Yeah, you're
because
I don't know. I don't know. Like I can see Luka and Ayton working really well though. Just like in my head.
We're not saying that. They can definitely work well, but if you ask me in a 7-game series, am I taking Luka and Ayton or
Luka and Beal?
Or Luka and Levine?
That's fair. I might take Ayton or Levine.
I mean,
because the reason they lost the series doesn't mean
here's my question. When Luka gets doubled. You have to have a better second best player than Jalen Brunson to go to.
And I felt like Dinwiddie showed that a little bit. Not for a long time. Stretches, he showed that.
The way Luka plays, and it's just like Brunson's. He's not the best spot up shooter.
No,
right. Neither is Dinwiddie. Mm-hmm. And then I don't love that the other option is just giving the ball to Dorian Finney-Smith or Reggie Bullock and having to trust.
God,
regular season they can be fine.
But yeah. like when the postseason comes, you need star shooters.
They missed Hardaway too, because Hardaway can
shoot.
Yeah, no, Hardaway would have been a veteran presence too.
Hold on, Finney Smith and Bullock played phenomenal in the semi-conference. The Western semi-conference,
they both have their moments. I'm just saying,
that's fine. You have to. They have those pieces.
But yeah, last series it was ugly.
It just
because I could see where they can go: Luka, LaVine. Then you have like two fab shooters.
I think it's,
and then
I think
what? Maxi Kleba and
Luka LaVine, Bullock.
Because then you Finney start.
Smith, you can start Kleba. And that's legit. Kleba can either be your big, like he can just be five wide, and then Kleba can move. Like he can guard one through five. That's just everyone can switch on off like on defense. Luka also needs to put some work in defensively so he doesn't have like an eyesore and just gets down the entire time.
Yeah.
I don't know how much better he can get defensively though.
He can become a better team
defender. But like individually one on one. I don't know
how just much effort. I mean, sometimes he just blatantly doesn't show effort on defense because he has to score so much on O, which is somewhat fair, but
okay, so you guys were all having this conversation. I just looked at the five-game series between the Warriors and Mavericks, and I looked at the box scores, and I looked at the rebounding totals for all five games. In the four games the Warriors won, they out-rebounded the Mavericks by over double-digit rebounds. The one game the Mavericks won, they out-rebounded the Warriors. So I'm not saying, you know, you can't add a ball handler or a guard per se. I just think it's just a lot more beneficial if you had a guy like Ayton that can get you maybe stops defensively and get you rebounds. Because you can't get out-rebounded by double-digit rebounds and four games in the Western Conference Finals and expect to win. You just can't.
I agree. I think I would take Ayton over LaVine, but would you take Ayton over Beal? I don't think I would. Like, I think I would go Beal.
No, I would go. Guys, I think I'd go Beal over Ayton, but then I'd go Ayton over LaVine.
I don't want to pay Ayton $25 to $30 million.
Right. You could go get Andre Drummond to get.
No, you don't. Because Andre Drummond can't win games.
Not like JaVale McGee or just someone else. Because I don't like.
No, they're not. But they don't play as well as Ayton. And Ayton has a lot of upside. Ayton's only 24.
Are you
going to
pay him?
Ayton's only 24.
You
want to
pay him $30 million and be stuck with that contract? Him and Luka. Then that team's just not. You're not adding any other pieces. Basically, it's Luka.
They're not
Ayton, and then whoever else.
Well, you also have Dinwiddie for the next few years too, and you have players on the bench like Dwight Powell. Dwight Powell's your extra. Those are your extra pieces.
I would like to see. Honestly, I would like to see an Ayton, Luka, Dinwiddie three, and I think that series goes past five.
I think that series gets you six or seven.
I don't think they make it out of the I think the Mavericks had they had a good run this year. If they run it back with the exact same team,
it can't be exact.
Okay, let's add an Ayton. I don't know if they make it past the second round.
Okay, but here's the thing though, Jake. In a lot of these games, they scored a lot of points on offense. They just couldn't get stops defensively, and they couldn't get rebounds. So what is adding an extra offensive piece due to this offense that doesn't already help it already?
Takes pressure off Luka. I mean, I think Luka was getting a little bit exhausted too at times. I mean, they're relying on Luka to do legit almost everything. I mean, so I understand their point.
The same thing happened with Miami.
I think that's a different story because Miami is Jimmy Butler and the bum squad. It's a good team, but all these players are second-round picks, undrafted players. There's no star power, no star talent on that Miami Heat roster with the exception of Jimmy Butler. And they're a fantastic team. They're a fantastic team. They play well together.
On the All-NBA team? Did they not just have the sixth man of the year? Am I losing my mind?
I mean, Bam. And then look at everyone else. Who is Max Strus? Who is Cody Martin?
What were you about
who
to say
is about Vincent
Bam?
Poirier?
Bam did not perform on the offense side of the ball, right? Yes. He did not perform. He did not show up. You think Ayton's going to do any better?
Yeah.
Ayton's going to do better than Bam offensively.
Ayton is not that bad, guys.
But like,
No.
He's
not that bad. It's just not the right.
Not having a great center is not the reason they lost that series. Because he was guarding Kevon Looney.
Yeah.
I can get a center paying him $8 million a year that can defend Kevon Looney instead of paying $30 million a year.
Like maybe $3 to $4 million.
Exactly. So that's why I just don't think it's the biggest need.
I don't know.
The biggest reason I think they lost the series is that the Warriors, like their role players played better than the Mavericks role players.
So instead of a superstar, you want more role players?
No.
Jackson, no, I did not just say that. I said the Warriors role players slash stars, because Andrew Wiggins showed up. He actually showed right he was an all-star.
He played well.
He played very well. And when Wiggins is getting paired against Reggie Bullock and Dorian Finney-Smith and these things, you're going to lose. That's why you add a star player. So versus Zach LaVine versus Andrew Wiggins, Zach LaVine is going to be better, and that'll help you win the series.
Yeah. You can argue both ways. I don't know. I think you can argue both ways, but I think I'm leaning big. All right.
Yeah. I'm the Mavericks, though. Final thought. If I'm the Mavericks, I'm doing everything in my power to get Bradley Beal.
Yeah, it's fair.
I would just say one more thing. Steve Kerr as a coach, I think sometimes gets undersold just because he's had Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. That was kind of given to him through Mark Jackson. But the way he was able to coach this team, especially, I think everyone thought the Warriors window was done. Mm-hmm. And the way he used to develop, like, Jordan Poole and Kuminga's playing well. Moody. And even, like, Kevon Looney gave quality minutes who no one thought, like, he would ever do that. So I think Kerr deserves some credit.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
So now we go to the series that went seven games. Was pretty interesting all the way through. Heat, Celtics.
Let me start here.
Yeah, I was going to say, Hunter, but you can go first.
I'll start.
I've been bashing the Heat all year. Legit, almost like I think before the NBA even started, like I think it was legit on one of our first episodes, and I thought the Heat were frauds.
I think our very first NBA episode, you talked about the Heat being
awesome. Yeah, no, I think I did, and I've stuck with it throughout the year, and I still believe it. I'm not apologizing to Heat Nation because I don't like Heat Nation, and I don't think the Heat are that good of a team. But I will apologize to Jimmy Butler. I never saw Jimmy Butler as a type of player that could win you a series or win you a game, I guess. Like, I put Jimmy Butler in a different category than I put, like,
finals game 2020.
No, yeah, but it seemed like such a fluke. Like, I honestly, that series just seemed like such a fluke. And we saw Jimmy Butler kind of decline a little bit, like, and people kind of stopped talking about him.
The,
like,
hell did he decline?
No, listen, no, Jimmy Butler was not talked about last year.
Because he choked.
And Jimmy Butler was not talked about as much throughout the season.
So because he's not a media darling, he's not good?
Kind of. I mean, kind of, technically. Media players that are media darlings are playing phenomenal.
That's the most part. Because
the media's full of morons.
No. That's not
Jalen true. Rose voted Kyrie Irving to an all-NBA team, and he played 27 games. No, Stephen A. Smith has his own talk show.
Wait.
Sorry.
Part of what Hunter's saying is correct. Part of what Jack's saying is also correct, because one of the headlines before the biggest game of this year, Game 7 Eastern Conference Finals,
was about LeBron.
Was who should the Lakers get? And as much as I love LeBron, Jack has a great point there. That should be nowhere near the headline.
Yeah.
No, the media's a joke.
No, I will apologize to Butler, though. He put up 40 in Game 6, almost a triple-double, had 49-8. Or 45-9-8 in a game they needed it. I mean, it was win or go home. Game 7, if he scored 5 more points, they win that game. He put up 35. I mean, you're asking him. He did almost everything in his power. And I didn't know if Butler had that in him to be that type of player. So I will apologize to Jimmy Butler. He is now on that level. Okay. In my eyes, at least.
So I'm not apologizing to Heat Nation, though, because I hate them. We have a couple different storylines and different takes from this game. So we obviously just heard Hunter's. I'm sure you have one. I have one. I have two, actually. I have a question, then I have one you're not going to like.
Oh, Lord. Love these questions.
So my first question is, was Jimmy Butler wrong in taking that three?
Hell no.
I saw a lot of these things. I don't understand what the big deal is about talking this three-pointer is.
No.
He's feeling himself. He hit a couple of shots beforehand. I mean,
he had 35 points. He had like over double digits in the fourth quarter. He's the best player on the team.
He could have pulled from half court and I would have been fine with it.
Here's my take on
it. Same. And he's not even a good 3-point shooter.
No. But you want your best. You want. You, okay, whatever.
I
but
love
still.
Jimmy Butler, so I have.
I mean, statistically, numbers wise, he's not a good 3-point shooter.
Yeah, overall,
but,
yes. No.
Okay, hold on. I want my best player taking my shot to win the game.
Okay, and Hunter, I'm glad you said that because this is what that shot reminded me of. I think all of you guys were at my house for this shot. Bucks Nets game 7, Kevin Durant 3-pointer to win it against the Bucks. Durant only took that shot because I think Kevin Durant knew he had nothing left in the tank. It was either that shot goes anywhere on the next series or it's over. I can't go to overtime. I think Jimmy Butler was the exact same way. He played all 48 minutes of that game 7. He had nothing left in the tank. It was either I'm going to beat you right now or congratulations, Boston, you're going to the finals. I think that's what that shot was.
It was short.
Okay, I'm glad we got that out of the way. I also have one other quick question that I just thought of. Where the hell was Duncan Robinson?
So I saw a tick because I was wondering this too. So I did some research through TikTok.
He has one game where he explodes and has like 7 threes, which he can and does.
I mean, is he just that much of a liability?
So basically, the Heat have basically one role in the starting lineup where his job is to go off screens, shoot the 3-ball. And basically, Duncan Robinson became such a liability on defense. Like, and because he wasn't that consistent on offense, that it was all right. Want to go with the and I guess Duncan Robinson would have like he'd get cold feet when he couldn't hit shots and he couldn't like drive the hoop. Meanwhile, Strus shot the ball pretty similarly, can play better defense, and wasn't afraid to attack the rim and had a set of balls on him. So I think that's the reason
why. Because Duncan played the first series though.
They also weren't
That's
playing.
Really weird.
They also weren't playing the Celtics. The Celtics are the best defensive team in the NBA.
You're right, but he played legit 2 weeks ago, and then he gets benched almost the next day. I mean, I know it's a business, but like that's just really weird to me. Like, unless it was just that glaringly noticeable.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so I actually have one more question, but I'll say that for later.
No, I want to hear.
I want to make my point first. No, I'll ask a question first. Who do the Heat need to add?
Because they need someone else. Obviously,
get rid of Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, no offense to Kyle Lowry, but he.
How much is he making?
30 million?
Too much. Way too much.
Holy.
It's almost a max.
30 million?
Don't act like that's crazy. That's what everyone's making nowadays.
No, that's crazy.
Lowry's making almost
a max. Any good player you want to add is going to cost the same amount of money.
He's like 15.
I know, but like, I would. If they could find a way to get Donovan Mitchell, I would love that.
Well, yeah. Donovan Mitchell is going to cost you Tyler Hero and multiple first round picks. I think Kyle Lowry's probably coming off the bench.
What do you need?
Does that fit well? Jimmy Butler?
Actually, no. If that's the case, it would be.
I trust Heat culture.
If the Heat trade for Donovan Mitchell, because the Jazz are asking for Hero and multiple first round picks and then some role players. So then that starting lineup looks like Kyle Lowry, Donovan Mitchell, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo.
And PJ Tucker.
PJ Tucker.
Which I think he played phenomenal too.
I mean, yeah, he's a veteran.
He played phenomenal defense. Is there any way they get Joel Embiid?
No shot.
Oh no.
Never in a million years. That's impossible.
No way. Yeah, it is impossible. He will be a Sixer most of his career. I don't know.
I think Donovan Mitchell is the only plausible option for the Heat right now. Because I gotta be honest, I don't see South Beach as like a play. Like, this is going to sound crazy. Even though it's in Miami and even though they're the one seed.
They're not
like,
that hot.
Like, no one ever, like.
Not that hot of a destination.
Right, you know what I mean?
Well.
I don't really know about that. People love to play with Pat. I think they actually definitely go there. Tags. It's just the set of rules you have to go and follow when you're in Miami Heat and the stuff you have to like – when you get there, you're under Pat Riley's discretion. You have to follow his rules and what's set for the team, him and Spoelstra. I think that's the turnoff. I don't think
– No, that's why I agree with you. You never see these superstars going to play in Miami. LeBron James was the notable exception because they had Hall of Famer Dwayne Wade and they're adding Chris Bosh. And then on top of that, it was for Eric Spoelstra. With all due respect to Jimmy Butler –
Wade and Shaq.
Yeah,
but Shaq got traded there, didn't he?
Yeah, Shaq was pretty old too.
Wade, Shaq, and then
whoa! Shaq had an MVP, multiple MVP caliber seasons.
I think they just need certain. They just need certain stars.
That was
06, 07,
wasn't it?
Absolutely.
I thought that was like on Shaq's.
Carter, it doesn't really matter right
no,
now. Maybe I'm wrong. Shaq didn't,
it was after that.
Carter, that point is just meaningless right now because Shaq didn't go there on his own free will. He was traded there to play with Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, but Shaq had a voice. He got the choice.
Oh yeah, he had a voice even when he was fat and in a Boston uniform. Or Cleveland uniform, but I don't know if it's just because it's
no,
Shaq.
Shaq's numbers fell off. But I mean, in Miami, his first year, he averaged 23-10-2. Next year, 22-10-2.
Okay, so he still played like an all-star.
But it's like you don't see big free agents, you know, going to Miami all that often.
No, I think it's a certain mold of free agent they would like. Like Jimmy Butler fits there perfectly. And I think Donovan Mitchell, the way he plays, would fit there perfectly.
Yep.
And I saw Hero, Robinson, Omer, Yurtinsavin. And then 2 first-round picks.
I really like the idea of Donovan Mitchell playing under Spoelstra.
God, easily.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep, I agree.
Why not? I mean, I guess Hero's great, but he's still he's your sixth man.
I think it does want him a chip.
It gets him damn close.
I think it does want him a chip.
I don't know.
And I hate Miami.
If Kyrie actually plays a full year, though.
But and you know,
chemistry.
But here's why that's such a good trade, though, for the Heat. Because then – and this is the difference between the Heat and the Mavericks – because in this circumstance, you take the pressure off of Jimmy Butler, you get an extra ball handler, while having Bam Adebayo, a phenomenal four.
Jimmy Butler's career.
Right.
Okay, anyway, here's my point. Jimmy Butler was the best player in that series, and it wasn't really close.
It was close.
No, it wasn't.
Tatum had a really good
series. The
Celtics,
the reason they're not going to win the finals is because they don't know how to win. They don't.
Whoa.
Timeout.
No, they don't.
They're in the NBA Finals.
But they don't know how.
They went into the All-Star break, a game over 500, and they finished as the 2 seed. They have the highest winning percentage since the All-Star break. What the hell do you mean they don't know how to win? They swept Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. I'll let you finish, but that's a terrible.
Hold on. How many players do the Celtics have that won a championship?
Right now?
Yes.
Zero? Is it zero?
You hear that, ladies and
guys? Guys, that doesn't prove his point, though.
I hear
that
silence.
Doesn't prove your point.
Well, that's what it. Winning championships. They don't have anyone
they
that knows.
You said winning. You didn't say winning championships. Win. They can win.
They don't know how to close big games yet.
They just did.
Oh, no. See, now, Kurt, I don't know if I can fully support you on that. Ooh.
They have multiple times.
If you say winning championships, I would agree with you.
They don't.
Look how they closed Look how they closed this Nets series.
You,
their first game of the playoffs, they closed.
I'm telling you right now.
You're telling me fallacies.
I'm telling you right now, if you let Golden State go on the road and steal game six at home and you give them home court advantage in game seven, you're losing by 15.
The Celtics are the home seed in this event, and are the home team in this finals. So the Warriors don't even get game seven advantage.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter because that's not even possible.
In any circumstance of the series, I'm saying.
Is this the point you're making that I'm not supposed to like?
I mean,
this is atrocious.
I think, okay, I disagree with this. I think Boston completely knows how to win.
Did Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown close a game? No.
He closed the first game of the playoffs.
I guess if you're saying
the Nets were a joke.
Listen, I guess if you're saying Tatum.
You picked the Nets to beat them.
No, I understand. And I watched,
you don't understand.
And I watched a clown show walk out in Brooklyn, New York, and absolutely
picked Ladies and gentlemen, to our audience 21 and over, heavy favorites to the Celtics for this series.
How many points did Jaylen Brown have in the second half in game six?
I don't know, Carter. I'm not a statistician.
Two. How many shot attempts did Jaylen Brown shoot in the second half?
Carter, I guess. Six. Carter.
No, listen. Answer that question for me.
Hey, I don't know, answer like, me what, this. Three? Who won game seven on the road? Answer me that. In South Beach against Eric Spoelstra, one of the best coaches in the NBA. Riddle me that one.
What do you mean no?
You can't just say no to that.
It was not due to their best players, and that's the problem. And that is
what do you mean that's the problem? They won.
And that is the problem I have. That's the same problem I have with Curry.
Your problem is winning? Time. Your problem is winning.
Yeah, Carter.
Because, Carter, with all due respect, that says a lot about your high school basketball career.
Okay, no. I have a question. Curry, before Kevin Durant got there, they win in 2014, 2015?
Yes.
Did Curry close that series out?
They lost their center. Nope. Draymond Green got ejected. LeBron James and Kyrie Irving combined
not the year,
for 82
not the year
points
won.
In game six.
Not the year the Cavs won. The year the Warriors won.
When they won in six against
the
Cavs?
When Iggy was the finals MVP? Yes. Did Curry close that series?
I
remember no.
No,
I don't think so. And that's why he will not be a top 10 player until he does.
Curry?
Yes.
He's a three-time champion.
And it's the same situation I'm saying.
And
with
he's going
Celtics.
For four.
Now, do they have time? Am I saying Jason Tatum's not clutch? Am I saying Jaylen Brown's not clutch? No. But they have time to prove that. But I'm telling you, against the Warriors, they're going to have to close. Because
why?
The Warriors are a far superior team.
You're
to
contradicting
Miami.
Yourself because you just
that's
said Curry.
I don't
shut
even
up! Shut
correct.
Up, real quick. You're contradicting yourself because you just said Curry didn't close.
No, neither
team has closers. Then it's pretty much what you're saying. So and then it goes down to
Curry's not a closer yet.
Then how are you?
So then you take the more talented team,
which honestly,
I think it's the Celtics.
I think it's damn close.
Oh my goodness!
Now we have issues.
No.
Because no, Al Horford put up 30 in a right playoff now. Game.
We're not throwing in Big Al.
Marcus Smart is the best defender in the league.
No.
Al Horford
wrong.
And Robert Williams are the second.
Wrong.
Al Horford is a phenomenal leader in that locker room that I don't know the Warriors have. I know they have Steve Kerr. But like you said, Carter,
Draymond, that's on me. I completely
forgot about Draymond Green. I don't know why. But that's completely good. On me. But Horford and Draymond Green, leader-wise, I think are very similar. Okay?
Okay. Who's the better player? Draymond Green.
Let's go by position.
Offensively, I would take Al Horford over Draymond.
Skill-wise, maybe not.
Who would you take?
Whoa, I don't know.
Al Horford.
He said he'd have Big Al than Draymond.
I would.
He'd rather have Big Al. That's an issue.
Al Horford could get you 30 in a game if he has
to. Oh, no. You can't script a game for Al. Al, get us 30. Al can't do that.
I'm not saying
Al can make wide open three-point shots.
And Draymond can't.
Huh?
Al Horford extends
Draymond
that
Draymond brings so much to the Warriors' offense,
you're going,
Jack. Just because you can't understand doesn't mean you can say Big Al can drop 30.
He drops like 5'2 and 7.
Right, oh, my God. Crazy. He Listen. Runs the offense. He's the point guard, and he's the best defender in the league. Not Smart and not William. The best defender in the series is Draymond.
Take away Draymond's mouth. Like, say he had a surgery and he just couldn't talk. That he would legit maybe be, I don't want to say out of the league. But he would be pretty bad. Al Horford is more skilled than Draymond Green.
That's correct.
No, just straight skill. Skill-wise, Al Horford
is more
skilled than Draymond
Green.
Draymond Green's presence is leadership and his defensive ability.
Who other person in the league could run Draymond's role that he has in Golden State?
No one. I can
literally agree. Only him.
No one. Yes.
Literally only him. No, the amount of people that can run Al Horford's role on that team, bajillion. Literally bajillion. And I like Big Al. But there's a reason that Big Al's ever won a championship.
We're going to continue this after this because we have more.
A little small little break. You're an absolute buffoon. I'm sorry, but you are. You said Big Al.
Big Al Horford,
who has been in the Celtics, I think, for like 50 years. I honest to God.
Like three.
He's really done nothing. He's a good player, but you said he's better than Draymond Green, a Hall of Famer. This plain disrespect you have is just egregious.
Draymond Green's a Hall of Famer because he rode the coattails of Steph Curry and Klay Thompson.
If Draymond Green's on the Warriors teams, they win zero championships. Zero championships, period. It works both ways.
Curry, Klay, and Durant doesn't win you a championship, sure.
Nope, they need Draymond. Sorry.
They do.
You sound like a moron.
Kevin Durant and Steph Curry would have fought. No,
if Draymond
the offense would have been awful.
If Draymond Green wasn't drafted by the Warriors, none of us would know who he is.
No, because that impact, you still have an impact on their team. I'm sorry, no, you would.
Like a Patrick Beverley impact.
Okay, no, Jackson, wrong.
I will defend you. I don't hate that take, but
Draymond Green is one of those players that his impact just doesn't show up on the stat sheet unless you actually watch the games.
Exactly.
Like,
no, I think that's one of the worst sports takes that a lot of people have. And like,
okay,
I'll say the exact same thing about Patrick Beverley. Everyone's Patrick Beverley. Patrick Beverley's impact's huge. No, it's not. He's just flat out not a good player.
So you're saying a player can't have an impact on the game unless he puts up the numbers in the stat sheet?
Not substantially, yes.
That's just stupid.
I disagree.
No, that's
with
legit
that.
Stupid.
I Horford.
That just means
shooter.
You don't watch basketball. Horford. That's horrible. That's legit horrible.
I'm sorry that three claps,
that's
two yells,
horrible.
And an F you to a ref
that is
doesn't jump
horrible.
On a stat sheet and that gets
that
you
is horrible. Jackson, you've been like a team before where leadership and the locker room vibes that matters.
It matters, but I was
you
also
need a leader on the court.
I also played for a baseball team where we had a lot of great leaders, and Carter Hipp was on this baseball team, who's now the captain of the varsity basketball team, and we went like 2-22. Leadership
you
is not
seven.
That important.
You are 7 years old. We're talking about grown ass men. They need a leader.
I think we were eight.
Didn't your coach?
The Timberwolves.
Did your coach choke out his son?
Yes, yes.
Not only that, he quit
great
halfway
leadership.
Not only that, he
grandma,
quit halfway through the
game
season.
Came to watch the dude get choked out.
Oh my god.
Anyway, I have a question. Okay, we're gonna play a little game.
Oh my god.
Marcus Smart or Steph Curry? Pick one.
Stephen Curry.
No, we're going basically.
Just pick a player.
Here, I'll phrase the question. Who's more talented, Marcus Smart or Steph Curry?
Talent doesn't win championships. Only hard work doesn't. No. Who's the best player? Ask who the best player is. That talent question is going to piss me off.
Who's the best player?
Okay, no.
Who's better player, Curry or Smart?
Curry, but
okay.
Smart could shut Curry down. But Curry.
Who's the better player?
Do
Klay
I get
Thompson
an here?
Or Jalen Brown?
Ooh.
This Klay series, Thompson. It's Jalen.
Jackson. Klay Thompson is better than
okay.
Jalen Brown.
It's extraordinarily close.
Klay has been out for a long time. I am aware he is now back, but I'm just saying.
It's extraordinarily close.
It's closer than people think, I think.
Okay.
But Klay.
Who's the better player? Jason Tatum or Andrew Wiggins?
Jason Tatum.
Tatum.
Sorry.
I was just getting ready to disagree with you. Tatum.
They've been starting Horford and Williams together. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird. But okay.
Nice lineup there.
Who's better? Horford or Draymond Green? Now be very careful.
Come
this
on,
is
Art.
Where I tend to explode.
Give it the right answer. Horford dropped 30 in a game.
He dropped three! He'll stop three! 3 points! A big old three!
Thank you.
Bad game script.
And who is more talented?
No.
Who's better? Robert Williams or Kevin Looney?
Robert.
Okay. Now we're going to go to the bench.
Oh my gosh.
Is Jordan Poole, yes or no, better than every player on the Celtics bench?
Yes. He is.
Okay.
Why are you thinking, Jackson?
No, he is. Peyton Pritchard's a dog, but Jordan Poole is better.
Oh, don't forget Grant Williams. Grant Williams has been
phenomenal.
Grant Williams
is also a dog, but Jordan Poole is
okay.
Better.
So let's just name the best bench players in the series. We have Jordan Poole at one. Mm-hmm. Who's at two?
I don't know if it's Kuminga.
It's definitely Kuminga.
I think – who's coming off the Celtics bench?
Pritchard, Grant Williams.
Grant, too?
I'd probably have Grant, too. Grant's been phenomenal.
I mean, yeah, he's been playing really well this postseason. Who else?
The Celtics, it's Williams, Naismith, White, and Pritchard.
Oh, Derek White's good. What about Warriors bench?
I'm getting there.
They're quite solid.
On the Warriors, it's Bielica, Kuminga, no, Toscano Anderson, Poole, and then Moody and me sometimes.
Okay, okay. So Kuminga and Poole. That's about it.
And Moody.
He doesn't play that much.
But he,
no, he doesn't. No, he doesn't play that much. He's not going to make an impact in the finals.
So the Warriors have better bench.
So based on our analysis,
no. Celtics have a better bench.
Oh my goodness!
No. How?
Oh my goodness! No.
What do you mean?
Jordan Poole's the best player, but the Derek White, Pritchard, and Grant Williams are better than every single player on the Warriors bench minus Poole. Can we agree with that? At least right now. Now Kuminga is going to be better than all of them.
Not better than Kuminga. No.
I think it's pretty close. I mean, I think those two can go head to head, but I think Pritchard and Grant Williams.
Derek White's been really good.
And Derek White's been really good.
He's spotty.
Derek White is spotty. Kuminga's a young 20-year-old rookie.
Poole's not spotty. Poole's on. Yes. Poole's the hero. No, Poole's
been spotty. Poole's been a little bit spotty the last two series.
I'll make my guarantee for the finals before we pick. But here's my guarantee. Jordan Poole is going to have a game where he gets up to 30 and he's just the darling child of the media for the next day.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
Mm-hmm. He will have one of those games.
Yeah, he is.
But overall, the Warriors, as have just been proven, are more talented than the Celtics.
I don't think they are, Carter. I don't.
Jackson, okay, we'll play the game with you then.
I don't want to.
You're going to play the game. We don't need to play a game.
Your game took 6 minutes.
Jackson. No, Carter, you're right. Warriors probably are more talented, and they have a better head coach. However.
Oh, my goodness.
However, the Celtics have been.
Udoka's incredible.
This Celtics postseason run. All right, guys.
I'm champion.
This Celtics postseason run has been special, and it can end in a Celtics Game 7 win at Boston. I'm just saying.
It will not.
I'm a betting man right now.
All right, let's make our prediction.
Our prediction for the series, Celtics in 7. I think Celtics win this finals.
Hold on, I'm right there with you. Celtics in 7.
Honestly, I honestly believe that. And I've been pretty accurate on my prediction.
And let me give you an explanation playoffs, for why I believe accurate. That. Let me give you an explanation for why I believe that.
Because Big Al.
They have the better power forward.
God.
And Steph Curry's career against Marcus Smart, Curry shoots from the field 28%. That's not going to win you an NBA Finals.
He's better than Kevin Durant, but that's a different
discussion. He is. Maybe.
I'll explain.
Oh, no.
Jaylen Brown.
We'll have a discussion.
Jaylen Brown will go toe-to-toe with Klay Thompson. And I also think Jaylen Brown's got, he's got more stamina than Klay Thompson does. Klay Thompson's coming off an injury. It's a long season for Klay. Jaylen Brown's younger. He's got more energy. I think Jaylen Brown's going to be fantastic this series. Not taking anything away from Klay, because what's going to happen is the Celtics are going to be up 3-2, and then Klay's going to go off in the Chase Arena.
I think that's the exact opposite.
Klay
Thompson, he missed half the season.
Hold on.
He was not playing heavy minutes. And now he's now fully back and doesn't have all those minutes on his legs from early in the season. Meanwhile, Jaylen Brown has been playing the entire year.
Yes,
so stamina-wise, I think you're right.
Achilles and ACL. That'll always do something to a player, no matter how much you can.
But he's already fully integrated back. It's not
he is. I'm just saying you're always going to be a step slower, no matter how much you recover. I mean, you're never going to actually be 100% back. Klay's probably 95%. And he will be for the rest of his career. But still, I mean, I think Klay's stamina
Real quickly, let me finish my prediction here. Marcus Smart career, 28% against Curry shot 28% from the field career against Marcus Smart. I think that's going to be a huge factor in the series. Jaylen Brown, Klay Thompson, I think those two are very interchangeable. Different games, great players. Mm-hmm. Small forward, Tatum's better than Wiggins. Okay. And Tatum's fantastic. Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And then the 4 and 5, I think the Celtics 4 and 5 are supremely better, combine. And the Warriors 4 and 5. Because, Draymond, I don't like Draymond. I don't think he's as good as you two make him out to be. But he's not a bad player.
Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer because he wrote the coattail, the greatest shooter of all time.
Oh, my.
Anyways.
The greatest shooter, defensive player of the year.
Anyways, and then Robert Williams.
No, Robert Williams, answer the question.
Defensive player of the year candidate. He's been fantastic this year. Kevon Looney's not doing a thing against Robert Williams.
The Warriors don't need Kevon Looney to do shit.
I'm going to be honest.
He's there to rebound.
I'm going to be honest, Jackson.
Celtics in 7.
A lot of the things you just said were almost identical, minus the Draymond Green take, were almost identical to how I feel like this series will play out. I think Jaylen Brown will maybe not win, but will at least go toe-to-toe and put up a really good fight against Klay Thompson. I think Marcus Smart just shuts Curry down. Shuts him down. Maybe blow 20 points a game in the series. Potentially blow 20 points a game in the series. That's
Matthew Dellavedova can do it, so can Marcus Smart.
I think Marcus Smart I just see it. I just like it's just a vision. It's just a vision I have. I like Jack said, 28% career against Marcus Smart shooting wise. Curry's been known to choke in the finals a little bit. And I think this is a series where Jason Tatum officially enters himself into a top five conversation.
You two just flip flop your takes just well. This one is
what's the most convenient for you.
Exactly.
So we made a better point. What do you want us to do?
For people to understand, we had a big thing about the Durant and Curry discussion, and now they're just flip-flopping points.
We didn't like flip-flop a thing.
Curry is choking in the final!
I am sorry, Jackson, but this is what you do in life, too. It's just flip-flop, flip-flop.
When did I
say... Bing-bong.
When did I say Curry was going to choke in this finals? I didn't. That's Hunter. That's all him.
I think...
You just agreed that he's going to be held under 20 points a game. If he's held under 20 points a game, he choked. I'm sorry, that's a fact.
That's correct. That's correct, but Curry's never been held under 20 points a game in a finals.
That's not true.
That is true. That is true. Okay, there's been games, but consistently game-wise, putting up 20 plus. Yes, consistently.
20 like 22.
Yo, I think this could be the game where Curry.
Yes, Carter. 22 is greater than 20. Wow,
that's what I'm saying. Hey, I want to say some mean words to you.
So wait, but you just said he choked in the finals.
No, that's like air quotes, though. Like, my voice was showing air quotes. It's pretty obvious.
God, you're a bitch. You're a bitch. You know that.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Jackson.
Pastor Drew, I'm sorry. That's a fact. I'm sorry. Horrible.
I just want to have this point correct for me, Jackson. Curry is a top 10 player of all time.
If he wins this finals.
No, that's not what you said, because he's better than Kevin Durant.
He is better than Kevin Durant.
Which makes him a top 10 player.
Kevin Durant's not top 10.
He's top 15 player.
Okay, top 15 player of all time.
Yeah, Curry's top 15 too.
Okay. A top 15 player wins this series.
Yes.
Okay. So, but Curry's not going to win it because he's a choker, yet he's a top 15 player. And better than Kevin Durant. So explain
right.
to
you
me.
Saying Curry? Oh, glad. Hold on. Be quiet. Oh, glad.
You're the one who had Curry in your top five, undoubtedly.
Whoa. No, and we're talking about all time.
I know. I'm just saying, in general, you're high on Curry.
I had my top five in the current NBA.
Yes.
Not all time.
You're Carter. He's Carter. Top 15 all time.
And here.
No. Listen to the question again. If Curry is top 15, a top 15 player, plug them in, they win this series. If he's top 15, but you just said your exact words, Celtics in seven.
Yeah, I do believe that's going to be the series.
So Curry, as a top 15 player, is going to lose this series, but he's not a choker in the finals.
Carter. Curry surpasses many players if he wins a series because, quite frankly, I don't think he can. He's not supposed to win this championship.
Okay, no, you two are done because hey guys, audience, sweet.
I have provided. Let's listen to me, the prophet, as I like to call myself.
No.
During the NFL season, I was on fire. This postseason, I've been pretty damn good. Carter's not gotten the last about 3 to 4 predictions correctly. Whatever he says, the opposite will happen, and he's going to go the Warriors. So Celtics in seven.
No. Hold on. I just want you to explain to me, because you agree with him, right? What he just said. Explain to me. Look at the smile you got on your face right now. You can't do it.
What did you say?
I don't know.
He said Curry is better than Durant.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm saying and
all so time, by the way, not right now. All time, by the way, Curry's better than Durant.
So we've established that Curry is a top 15 player of all time now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A top 15 player of all time wins this series because they're not going up against some juggernaut. Like, the Celtics aren't world.
I disagree because Tatum could potentially put himself into a top 15 conversation when his career is officially set and done. And this is going to be Tatum's Kodak. This is going to be Tatum's Kodak moment.
Playing the 2017 Warriors where no one else has a chance. The Warriors have a chance to win the series, right?
The Warriors are favored. And Jack just said, "There's no way he can win a series."
In my eyes,
because the Warriors are better. The Warriors are a better team.
I would hate to be behind your Jack, eyes.
But that's not what he's saying. He's saying that Curry is a top 15 player and better than Durant, right?
Okay.
Because he hasn't choked in the finals.
Okay.
Yet he just picked the Celtics in seven and said Curry is going to choke. Can you explain to me how that makes sense?
Because Curry's never gone up against Marcus Smart.
I'm sorry. No.
You just
Marcus Smart. We are done elevating Marcus Smart to this elite player. No.
It's Marcus, like deli, but from Chicago.
Marcus Smart.
Okay.
You don't want that.
Okay.
Marcus Smart is just slightly.
Did you just call Marcus Smart the deli from Chicago?
It's,
It's a wood deli. Curry's gonna shit himself.
Are we serious?
Curry, okay.
You just slither out of that.
This is gonna be Curry's worst final.
Stop. Does Marcus Smart stop any other time?
Carter.
This might be the first
Carter.
Time we see an Iguodala situation. Smart could win finals.
Carter.
Oh my God.
I think Iguodala won it because they had to give it to someone on the winning team. When we all know LeBron should have won that.
Carter.
Pardon me.
Sorry, I really lost my train of thought when I heard Chicago Deli. Anyways.
Let's hear him weasel it out.
The reason we're talking about Curry as being better than Kevin Durant, quite frankly, is because Curry's here and Durant's clubbing in Cancun. Durant got swept in the finals after leaving a team to join forces with his own point guard that he wanted. And Curry broke his hand the year after and then fought his way to get back here. There's a reason why Curry's better. It's because Curry consistently keeps finding himself in these situations. Kevin Durant had to leave a team that he was up 3-1 on to join the winningest team in the history of basketball to get his championships, okay?
And they get broomed on by Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Before we get into that Durant Curry debate, can we get a second? Can we get a second before that? Just a second before that.
If that happens, Curry's in a top 15 player then.
Marcus Smart is not even the best defender in the series. So I don't understand why we're trying to elevate Marcus Smart to the elite level.
He doesn't even have
person.
The best defensive rating on the team, actually.
Who are you? So where's he's not the best defender on his team. He's not the best defender in the series.
Whoa. Robert Williams is who you're trying to argue here.
Robert Williams is better. Draymond Green's better. If we're going after defenders. Mm. So Marcus Smart is the third best defender. It's going to stop one of the best scorers of all time.
The NBA would disagree with you.
Okay, Gary Payton wins it in 96. Is he the best defensive player in the league?
It's because Draymond got hurt and Williams got hurt. Those are the only reason those two didn't win.
The NBA says that
the only reason those two did not win.
The NBA is never wrong.
Oh, they're not? So when you argued about Andrew Wiggins being an all-star, they're not wrong.
No, that's because fans did it and fans are morons. Andrew Wiggins should have never been an all-star. I'm sorry, all-star starter. Maybe all-star, but not all-star starter.
So the NBA is never wrong.
Real quickly, can we get your guys' predictions, Warriors, Celtics?
No. I need to ask this. So the NBA is never wrong.
Celtics in seven, baby.
So the NBA is never wrong.
Carter, I think you know good and well that was sarcastic. But things
fly
over your head
all the
time.
The problem is we're weaseling out
of
hole.
The problem is you can't define sarcasm.
We are weaseling.
I mean, okay. In fairness, I'm just saying Marcus Smart's a great defender. And he's the best guard defender.
Yes,
in
but the problem is as you make one take.
He's guarding Curry. That's all I'm trying to
argue. Make one take and then you take it back.
No, Carter.
I took shit back.
But
you're agreeing with him, right? And he just did that.
And I explained Jack's point of view.
We are picking, Carter. If it's this hard for you to wrap your head around, we're picking who we thinks win this series. At the same time, we are also saying that we think all time Steph Curry is better than Kevin Durant because Kevin Durant's never won a championship on a roster without Steph Curry. Steph Curry's won without him, and he might win again.
Steph Curry continues to put himself in good situations. Meanwhile, Kevin Durant, I think, has slowly. Legacy has slowly deteriorated. I don't care. You can say whatever you want. If we sub Curry and Kevin Durant
right now,
can't.
For this
that's
series,
the issue.
For this,
Curry's there and Durant's
I'm sorry,
not.
I'm sorry,
for this
I'm
series,
sorry,
if
I'm
you did,
not,
Kevin Durant would win. And I'm saying
Curry's. But he's not here, Carter. And that's the issue I have with you. Just egregious takes.
Sorry, I'm not going to
he's
do that.
He's not there. Curry is.
Listen to yourself.
I am listening to myself, and I'm listening to the guy that's in the finals right now. Well, the other guy's at home.
You said Curry plays well in the finals, right? Correct. Say yes.
Curry has played.
Say yes.
He's played decently. Yes.
Not really good, but well.
He's had good performance in the finals.
Good.
He's had bad performances here and there, but they haven't been
elite. And he is a top 15 player.
Yes, undoubtedly.
And a top 15 player would win this series when they're not playing world beaters.
When you look back in 20 years and say who led the Warriors dynasty, the answer is going to be Stephen Curry.
Unanimously.
That is it unanimously.
Hunter, listen to what I am saying right now. When you look at the series, who should win?
It should be very close.
Warriors.
Who should win?
The Warriors. But it's going to be again, close.
It's a coin flip.
And who is the best
player?
No, it's not.
And you're only doing this because
I genuinely believe in my whole heart the Boston Celtics win the series.
I know. That's why you said.
Okay. No. Let me finish my point because you just keep walking back on yourself.
That's not true. If anything, I'm walking forward.
No, you're walking.
So Curry's a top 15 player of all time.
Yes. But Carter, top.
No. You keep interrupting. You need to listen to yourself and listen to the point you're making.
You've yet to let me talk.
He's a top 15 player of all time.
Yes. I've said this 5 times.
Okay. Good. So is Durant, but he's better than Durant.
Yes.
He should win this series, correct?
Yes.
But you just picked the Celtics.
I think the Celtics are a better team.
No, and listen to yourself. You just picked the
Celtics. I think they're a better team. It's not an individual game.
Okay, listen,
if you want to play an individual game, go play golf. Go play tennis.
Oh, my God. You just said the Warriors have a better team. You just said it.
A better team doesn't always win, though. I'm just saying the better team isn't always.
And not to mention,
always.
When is the
top 15 players don't win every championship?
The Raptors beating the Warriors when they were
Jackson,
all hurt.
Jackson, I want you to bring the same energy when we talk about LeBron. Then the same energy and the same points you're making right now. The same
because it's just flip flop.
Because you blame LeBron for 2018 when he was playing.
Yeah, I will.
People coming up the rec center.
That's the problem.
Because
you just admitted you flip flop. You just admitted you flip flop.
Calm down, ladies.
You just admitted. You just admitted that. I'm saying that you're a phony.
Guys,
you just admitted to our
The Celtics are not that much worse than the Warriors are.
I wasn't that mad about that comment. I was mad about the individual split thing. Because he doesn't do that. He doesn't give LeBron the same thing.
Similar teams, you had a top 15 player to one team, they should win. Correct?
Let me clear the record. Let me clear the record about your Carter. That's my
problem with him right now.
Let me just clear the air.
Thank you.
Let me just clear the air about LeBron James. I just flat out don't like LeBron James, so I will never give him any credit for anything. You said that you now. If I said this, if I said this about any
you
other,
you can't take your
but Big Al.
Once,
but yeah. Big Al.
I would take Big Al. No.
She was about to say it.
Carter's saying that the better player, the best player in this finals is Steph Curry. Best overall team is
the Celtics.
No, is the Warriors.
I disagree.
It's arguably the Warriors.
I disagree.
Most people think it's the Warriors.
So if you're the best player and the best team
and you lose the finals, that's an issue.
I don't disagree, but I've never seen
not top.
But I've never seen Durant get there,
and that makes you not top 15 if he loses this.
That's not true. He's won 3 championships, and he's the greatest shooter of all time, arguably the greatest point guard of all time. He is top 15.
No, but
arguably the best point guard. No,
no.
Yes,
it's Magic.
It's Magic, and then Curry's right there.
But it's Magic's not even close. It's not a discussion.
It is close
because Curry needs.
If Curry wins this finals, that's 4. It's the same as LeBron.
Because he needs to be the best player.
He's got to be Finals MVP.
He has to be the best player on the team. Or he will not be a top 15 player.
We talk about the best.
He is a top 15 player.
When we talk about the best players, you have to perform the best.
Okay, hold on. But Curry always gets there. You know who doesn't get there? Durant.
Durant doesn't get there.
LeBron's been there 10 times.
LeBron always gets
there. I just said I hate LeBron James, and I always will, and I'll never give him credit for anything except the eye problem.
Jackson, you're right. You're right. Curry's been getting his team to the finals. Again, 6 out of the last 9 years. But there's got to be a finals where Curry just stands out.
I agree. But that's fine. But Carter, what I don't like is that we're giving Durant all this credit when the only time he ever got there was when he joined a team with Curry, Clay, and Draymond.
That's fine.
But you can't have Durant over Curry.
But it works both ways.
No, it doesn't.
Because Curry
never left.
2017 and 2018 are not when they do not win those finals.
Right, gentlemen,
Durant.
We're going down a rabbit hole. We're going down a rabbit hole that we
no, we're good. We have time.
No, I want to hear your guys' predictions.
I also have to leave.
I want to hear your guys' predictions. We will talk about this in an all-time episode.
One more thing about this. Curry needs what Kobe did. Because if Kobe only won the first three-peat, he would forever be known as the person who was not as good as Shaq. He needs to go out and he needs to win
at least one. He has to show
that he can be the best player on a championship team. Which leads into my prediction. I think he does. I think the Warriors win in 6. I think Klay Thompson has an absolutely explosive game in game 6. And I think the Warriors,
who wins
unfortunately,
finals
Curry. Curry yeah. Curry's going to have – I think this is Curry's time. And if it doesn't, then I don't know if he can be in my top 15.
That's absurd. Totally fine.
No.
If Curry chokes and
– I'll still have him.
What if Curry goes off and loses? Because I do think the Celtics are the better team. If Curry drops 35 a night
– then that's a different story. Yeah, but that one, if Curry drops 35 tonight, the Warriors win this maybe in 4. Maybe in 5. We'll give Tatum a game because I think Tatum.
If Curry loses the series, I think he's outside top 15. But he's still in front of Kevin Durant. He will never be behind Kevin Durant.
Unless Kevin Durant wins.
Kevin Durant won another championship.
Ever. Kevin Durant's pathetic.
But if it does, then
he can't. He can't do it by himself.
If he does, sure.
But I have the Warriors in 6.
Steph Curry can't do it by himself.
He can. He was drafted by the Warriors, never left, and did it.
He was Kevin Hall of Famers!
They drafted, grew, and developed, and they did a great job. Durant had to leave multiple times.
Durant had to leave because instead of keeping James Harden, they kept Russell Westbrook.
Durant had to deal with that for five years and said, I cannot deal with this shit anymore.
They get rid of James Harden instead of Russell Westbrook.
Durant was on a Thunder
You explain
team
that to me.
With 2, maybe 3 Hall of Famers Serge if Serge Ibaka gets there in his last year. He had at least 2 Hall of Famers, and he couldn't even get there.
And like the third and extremely young. Saying that Steph Curry got there alone is – you are such a buffoon.
No, I'll give him the last year because Westbrook was a monster still.
Okay, but the saying that Steph Curry got there alone is wrong.
Yes, that is wrong.
That's blatantly wrong.
and people came to play for Golden State.
He never left
because
of
Steph Curry.
He never left.
Steph Curry was the guy.
People came, so he got help. So he didn't do it alone.
It's the same thing with Jordan.
Just say he didn't do it alone.
But Jordan got Scottie and Rodman.
No one's ever done it alone.
What you just? What did he just say? No, what? He legit just said Steph got. You said Steph did it alone. You legit just said that.
Just make your prediction.
He did it alone without leaving.
Take that back. Take that back.
He had help, but he didn't leave.
Okay, that's all. But you can't say that Steph did it alone. Okay, that's what I'm going.
He did it more alone than Durant did.
Yeah. Warriors in six or seven. I will. I want seven games because, no offense, a lot of these playoffs have been blowouts. Warriors in seven.
All right, so now real quickly, because we're about to sign off, I'm just going to say this about the Warriors and Steph Curry. I hate the Golden State Warriors with all my heart, and it's a dying passion. I hate that I have Steph Curry in my top 15. I hate that I have him over Durant, but I hate Steph Curry. I want the Celtics to win this in four, and I want Curry to have the worst finals performance of his life. With that said, I still believe he's a better player than Durant ever will be.
Like, I know you guys are kind of dissing this finals, but I'm actually really excited for this finals. Boston's back, and I love that this Warriors dynasty is kind of like renewed. Like, that makes me excited as an NBA fan.
Like there was nothing more crushing, more scarring in my childhood. And I'm sitting in my basement in freaking June, and all I hear is bang down 15, bang down 18. It's just bang and bang.
You're right.
Oh, just bang.
I'm over that a little.
You know, you never hear those bangs when it's a really close game. You know, money, when things are on the line, the sweaty palm time.
Yeah, because Marcus Smart.
You never hear bangs.
Marcus Smart's been hearing it since he's grown up.
Let's just flip flop. Curry's a great player, but he can't finish games. Let's flip flop on the hip hop.
Story
of Jackson O'Neal.
I am rooting
I
am rooting for the demise of Steph Curry this finals. I hope he gets spanked.
And if that happens, I didn't even know this was a doubt, but there's no doubt Kevin Durant's a better player.
Completely disagree.
Flip-flop.
Win one without Curry. Win one without Curry.
God. The only reason Curry has won, Jackson, without Durant, you know why? Because it was LeBron James, Iman Shumpert, and Timofey Mozgov.
And Kyrie Irving.
Hurt. 2014-2015, Jackson.
Okay, so one championship.
Kevin Love. Hurt.
One championship.
The one championship
series.
Where he was supposed to be the best player, and he wasn't.
2016.
But he was
2016,
but he was young,
lost.
But he was young.
2017, won with Durant. Next year, won with Durant.
You're right.
Next
Curry
year,
was not a
Curry. Who got hurt? Who got hurt that year against the Raptors? Who got hurt? Who? And then what did they do? They lost.
Klay Thompson
Thank
also
you.
Got hurt in six.
Thank you.
They win that series if Klay Thompson doesn't get injured.
No, you don't know that. You don't know if and buts. You said we
so then, so then you can't have the Cavs. That's fine.
Huh?
Then you can't have the Cavs.
You said
no.
I can play the if game. You said you hate the if game. So you can't play. You can't play. No, because I said the two-way street's fine. You said
so
specifically
for you
that
about
we can't play the if game. Because that's what you said.
Well, no, so one
that's
way,
what you said.
Well, now it's a one-way road that I can't go down.
No.
So one-way road that I can't go down.
No.
All right.
Thanks for listening. We will have a lot of all-time debates and episodes coming in after the playoffs around the end. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so. We got to wrap it up. It's supposed to be a half-hour
episode.
Real quick,
just one thought to ponder, and then we're going to end right here. Now that Carter's out of my house. I was at a graduation party with Carter the other day, and this thought did cross my mind. Steph Curry wins this championship. That's four championships. You know, it was the same number of championships.
No. Absolutely not. I was almost out the door. If this is the same blasphemous as Steph Curry, it's just as great, if not greater, than LeBron James, I will explode. I will literally implode into a human bomb.
Ladies and gentlemen, we might see something here.
No,
LeBron really James bad. And
I
Steph Curry.
Let me get out of the house. I can't even listen to
it. No, all right. I'll give you a second. If LeBron James and Steph Curry have the same amount of championships, and Steph Curry evolutionized the entire game of basketball, something LeBron didn't do, is Steph Curry all time equal to or better than LeBron James?
We'll be having a podcast on this after that moment right there.
It was great seeing all of you. Good night. Jake?
Great episode.
I don't want to say anything else to you. It'll cross the line. Make sure to like and subscribe to the Frenemies podcast, whatever podcast platform you're listening on Spotify. Make sure you interact with our polls and questions on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you give us a 5-star rating. And if you really want to and have a chance on making it into our show, you can leave an audio recording on your take, opinion, and whatever you want to say.
Thanks for listening.